You're listening to www.syndicatednews.net Internet Radio. We're talking to Raquel Zoraya Rivera, and she put out Ojos de Sofia. Is that correct?
Yes.
And she also has a book out, New York Ricans from the Hip Hop Zone.
Yes, that is correct.
Because part of the word on Amazon is showing and part of it's not. Okay.
Oh, okay.
New York Ricans from the Hip Hop Zone. And who would think that someone that's interested in music also has a PhD in sociology? I'm so proud of you.
Thank you very much.
That's such an accomplishment. And we have our own little hip hop fella, Andre Vieira, who's going to make sure he goes to school so that he can interview people like yourself and go to these wonderful functions. Are you going to be coming to Orlando, Florida?
I hope so. I'm taking it easy, city by city. We have the New York release, then we're working on the Puerto Rico release, and then we're setting up other events.
You have to come to Orlando. You must.
I do.
That'll be a sellout.
I'll let you know whenever I figure that one out.
And Andre Vieira will be there to cover it, won't you, Andre? He's not here, but I'm sure he'll hear this soon. And anyway,
okay, great.
Tell us about this. What made you get into reggaeton of the hip-hop zone? What is that? Talk to me about it.
Well, when I was beginning grad school, I was 20 years old, and the music of my generation, it was hip-hop. We called it hip-hop, but we were also listening to underground. And this is before reggaeton was called reggaeton. This is like the prehistory of reggaeton. So we're talking 1992 in Puerto Rico, and I was studying sociology, and I noticed that many of my professors were very reluctant to take that kind of music study seriously. But then I had other professors, like Angel Quintero Rivera, who's a sociologist of music, and he was really excited by the fact that I wanted to write my thesis about rap and reggae in Puerto Rico. So that's basically how this all started. It was trying to document what my generation was doing. 10 years later, I put out the book New York Ricans from the Hip Hop Zone, and that one's focused on the history of Puerto Ricans in New York City in the development of hip hop culture. And then last year, I put out the book Reggaeton, and that is a collection of essays and artwork and poetry that speaks to the reggaeton experience. So we were trying to put together a basic package so that people could read serious things about reggaeton, because a lot of the information on the internet is inaccurate, and a lot of the newspaper coverage is not in depth. So we thought that the subject of music that appeals to young people is very important. When I started writing about these themes, I was a young person myself. I'm still young at heart, but 15 years later, and I think these topics are very important. And I'm really excited about the young people of today taking up those themes and going to school and writing about what they like. There's no reason why school has to be boring. I have made a career out of studying and writing about what I love. So I highly recommend that to anybody.
And what would you recommend to Andre Vieira, a 17-year-old who's still making his decisions about schooling, and his love is music? He wants to be working in music engineering and music production and things of that nature. How would you recommend for a young teenager to proceed to get into this industry? Is there a possibility? Are there doors opening?
Yes, there are doors opening, but education helps so much. I mean, there are people who have been able to figure out their way, but everybody says that it's so much more difficult if you don't have definitely at least a high school degree and preferably a university degree. If For example, let's take Andre as an example. If he knows what he's interested in, he's already ahead of the game. So many people just don't know what their passion is. And I would say that once you find your passion, you focus and you go for it. And at the university, sometimes there are requirements that maybe don't have to do directly with music. But I think those are small prices to pay for the goal ahead. I had to take all these statistic classes to become a PhD in sociology, and I wasn't in love with statistics, but it was a small price to pay because I had all these other amazing classes about history and sociology and culture that really spoke to what I wanted to do. So I would say that it looks like a huge challenge, and it is a challenge, but it's not as huge as we imagine it, especially if it's something that we're passionate about. It's definitely worth it.
Well, our interns are provided by Full Sail University, and they have a wonderful recording engineer degree program. And actually, what I recommended to Andre is to not waste too much time and grab a GED and just go right to the university. And I noticed
right.
That's what all the Asian families are doing with their teenagers. They don't come to the United States to put them in high school. They immediately put them through the GED program a couple of months and right to college. And since he loves music, the idea that you've done all that you've done, and he loves music and he loves reggaeton too, and I think rhythm and blues as well, and he actually has some wonderfully entertaining YouTube submissions. Yes, I'm asking anyone who's involved in music, yourself as a professional also, what do we do with these teenagers who love music? What recommendations do you make? Would you think, I mean, Full Sail University, have you come down? Have you visited Full Sail University?
I haven't been in Orlando for many, many years.
It's time. You need to come back.
I do.
You need
but it's in the works. I'll get there.
We'll make sure we house you, we feed you, we take care of everything. We want you in Orlando.
I'll be happy to go. And there's so many different opportunities available in music. Oftentimes, especially young people, sometimes think that being a rap star or a reggaeton star or whatever, an urban music star, is the only way. But there's folk that are songwriters, and they make their money behind the scenes, and they make their career either actually writing the songs, or there's video production, or there's music production, what Andre is interested in. There's so many aspects of the industry that it's a matter of figuring it out little by little, getting mentors, reading books. There's all these how-to books about everything under the sun, including careers in the music industry. So it's about searching.
The first thing I want him to read is your book, New York Ricans from the Hip Hop Zone, especially because we spoke about him, and I don't want him to forget this. I want him to remember that it's what kicked him into a career in music. That's what he loves. He has a passion for music production. And I found out recently that this kid actually created a little sound booth in a small part of his home. I couldn't believe it, with sheets. And I was so impressed. I was thinking, I remember about Francis Ford Coppola. He said he'd sit in bed when he had polio, and he would find all sorts of ways to create film and make moving pictures. And he reminded me, Andre may be going in the same direction. He may be a big music production person in the future. That's what I'm hoping for. That's what I'm encouraging. And his family wants him to follow that dream as well. And you have a PhD in sociology. This is wild. And your thesis is in reggaeton music? What was your thesis on exactly?
My master's thesis was about rap and reggae music in Puerto Rico in the early 90s.
Uh-huh.
Then my PhD thesis was about Puerto Ricans in New York City in hip-hop culture, and that's the one that I turned into my first book.
And the second book?
And then the second book is the one titled Reggaeton, which includes chapters written by myself and other people. So we try to cover as many aspects of reggaeton as we could. So there are articles about reggaeton in Panama, in Cuba, in Miami. We try to just cover as many angles as we could.
What is the name of the second book, Reggaeton? I don't have that one. I've got to go get it.
The name of the music genre is the title of the book.
Okay. And written by you. You're one of the authors.
I'm one of the co-editors.
One of the
I do have a few chapters in there. And it was published last year by Duke University Press.
I can find that on Amazon, right?
Yes, that's on Amazon.
I love these accomplishments. You've done great things. And we need an MP3 of any of your music because we'll have it accompany your segment.
Oh, great. Great.
We promote. SyndicatedNews.net for all those who listen who don't know. We've done programs on parental alienation syndrome, and we clocked 276,000 people listening from around the world. So we do have traffic. And now we have Chica de las Estrellas, our new astrologer, and she's bringing in her own people. And having Raquel Rivera, this is just marvelous. We have a page for you, and we will have all your books on there, both of them, as well as we have Las Siete Salves de la Magdalena. We have that as well.
Great.
We have it on
great.
One page.
Good to know.
And, of course, we're listing honorably Andre Vieira as music editor because we want him in music and we don't want him to lose sight of his goal. And when he
exactly.
sees this is a professional woman with a doctorate in exactly what you love. Can you imagine? Think about that, Andre.
Well, I hope it serves as some inspiration.
Absolutely it will. And the only thing I need is to give you our email address, news@syndicatednews.net. Please send us an MP3 of any piece you want, and we will have it not only be the backdrop for this little talk we're having here online, but we're also going to blast it at the end so you can hear it full sound.
Okay, great.
You choose the music. We don't care what it is. If you want one in the front and one in the end, we'll do that too. We'll be happy to do
that. Okay, excellent. So I will be sending that to you shortly.
Thank you for the care and for being so gracious as to interview on the spot and roll with it. I think that's just lovely. And to be an inspiration to our own Andre Vieira, whom we want to follow music and take example from inspiring professionals like yourself who have done so much.
Thank you. Good luck to you and good luck to Andre.
Thank you so much.
I expect to hear good things about Andre very soon.
Me too. I hope one day he's doing your music in the studio.
Yes, that sounds pretty good.
And when you come to Orlando, I will have him front and center.
Okay, great. No, I'll definitely be in touch. Okay. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
That's a wrap. Thanks.
Bye.
María, mi reina, María, mi reina. Sabina, que te ven Santa María, hoy